We're learning the laws of Shabbos. We are in Simin Reish Tzadi Vav, which we began yesterday, which discusses the Dini Havdalah al Hayayin, basic laws of Havdalah. And we began with the words of the Mechaber that said that Seder Havdalah, Yayin Besamim Ner Havdalah. And the way to remember this is Yavne. Of course, we know that this is the order of how we make Havdalah. First, we make the bracha on the wine, and then on the besamim, then Borei Merah Esh, and then finally the bracha of the Havdalah, the paragraph which concludes the service. V'sarach lizahir shliyehei ha'kos pogum. One has to be careful that when it comes to this particular kos, and as we mentioned yesterday, according to the Rambam, the opinion of the Rambam is that Havdalah has the same level as Kiddush, in that it's Diraisa, it's a Torah obligation. So the Mishnah Berurah says, "Haynu shim shasa echad min hayayin mitchila nifkan laHavdalah." If someone else drank, took a sip from this cup, no longer can you use this cup for Havdalah. You have to make sure that the cup which had wine poured into it, that no one took any wine from it. Otherwise, it's considered to be pogum. So it has to be a completely untouched cup of wine. So what exactly is the reason why we have wine and besamim and ner? So it's brought down in the Tamei HaMenhagim the following reasons. He discusses, first of all, the significance of wine. Quoting the words of the Toelis Yaakov, he says that Tam She'ein Mavdilin El Al Hayayin, the reason why we use wine for Havdalah, we know that, and we'll discuss this more when we discuss Besamim, that on Shabbos we're given a Neshama Yisera. We have this added spirit, so to speak, that's given to us. And when Shabbos ends, that Neshama Yisera also departs. And therefore, because of that, the excitement and enthusiasm that we have, which is what's represented on some level by the Neshama Yisera. So once that Shabbos, which is the opportunity for growth, leaves, so the Nichlash, a person now becomes weakened. Realizes that now he has to go back into the challenges of the busy work week, and therefore it's something which could certainly add to one's trouble. All Shabbos, you have menucha, you have rest, you're relaxing, and now, once Shabbos ends, now you have this realization that it's over. And therefore, Mavdel Hayayin Lahamshech Lev Koach Me'agvura L'Oyer HaSimcha. And therefore he says the significance of the wine is a way that it can bring about happiness to a person, especially at this time in which a person naturally should have this spiritual low, and therefore by having this wine, it's a way to be able to rejuvenate this individual. The Tamei HaMenhagim continues and discusses the significance of the besamim. And this perhaps we're more familiar with. He says, Tam shemarichin habesamim b'motzi Shabbos. The reason why we take these spices on Motzi Shabbos is k'dei lasos nachas ruach l'adam al shahoch mimenu ha'neshama ha'yaseira sh'avdim b'motzi Shabbos. That, as we know, when a person is feeling faint, so you may give them some smelling salt, something to waken them up from their possibility of fainting or feeling very weak and weary. And therefore, when a person loses this Neshama Yisera, the symbolism of the Besamim is that a person really shouldn't be the same, because no longer it's Shabbos, you no longer have that connection. And therefore, you need the Besamim to be able to wake you up, to be able to continue throughout the rest of your week. Shinemar, and he quotes the Pasuk, Shavas v'yinofash. Kivan sheshavas, we learn out from here, a play of words, that once Shabbos leaves, voy of the nafash, woe that one's neshama yisera is gone. Ukeshechol yom tov b'motzi Shabbos, if Saturday night would be yom, would also be yom tov, enu sarach b'samin, when we do make havdalah to separate Shabbos and the yom tov, but we don't take b'samin, she'onig yom tov ola b'samin, because the fact is, you're not going to a weekday, therefore, it's considered a way to be able to feel good, comparable to the way that the Besamim accomplishes this too. So on the very bottom, for the couple of minutes that we have left, discusses an additional significance as to why we take Besamim. He says, Kivan detam habasamin, but moitzi Shabbos b'shvil nefesh yisera heim boyim. Since the purpose of the spices is because of this neshama which comes about, this extra soul that comes on Shabbos. Im kein afil einu nehenu metam hareach mevarech. So you think, well, you're supposed to make a bracha on things which, because you're going to get hana, you enjoy it. So what if you have a summon? Not everyone enjoys smelling cloves. So what is the significance about smelling it? It's not necessarily for hana, but it's also for the because of the neshama yisera. So a bracha is still recited. And one last moment for the following thought. He brings down in the Sefer called Das Kanim, he writes and he quotes in the name of Rabbi Yehuda Chassid, he says, the words, Uviyom Hashvi Shavasvi Nafash, it's very interesting how we see that we do not have, we lose this Neshama Yisera on Saturday night. And we derived it from the words Shavasvi Nafash. He says, actually, if you look at the two words preceding it, Uviyom Hashvi Shavasvayinofash, if you look at the last letter of each of those four words, you find something very fascinating. Uvayom, you have a mem. Uvashvi is a yud. In the word Shabbos, the last letter is a suf. And vayinofash is a shin. So if you take all those four letters, it is the word shtayim, two. Uvayom hashvi shavasvayinofash, we derive from the end, there's normally, we have two. We have the neshama yisera. But at the end, which is the end of those four words, it spells out the word shtayim, that the neshama yisera goes away.